Okay, we are back here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Basketball here but the Bay College Norse taking on Milwaukee Tech. And in our player spotlight today is Julianne Wickman. How you doing, Red?
Doing good.
She's been trying to avoid me the last 24 hours because she knew she was doing an interview, right?
Yeah.
But you do these interviews good, though.
No.
Well, we're gonna sit here and talk about some basketball. So first of all, North Dickinson High School. Tell me a little about your team from over the years, and you know what you learned from coaches there about basketball.
We had pretty good teams over the years. We had definitely a good team working team. We always worked hard during practices or during games and stuff. We had a lot of different coaches throughout high school, so it was hard to adjust to one coach, and just being able to work with the team was fun.
Okay, and you learned about the basics of basketball there, and now at Bay College, it's a different level.
Definitely.
So what have you learned most from Coach Rob so far?
To get in the gap. You get yelled at if you're not in the gap. Just moving your feet on defense. Defense is a big key on our team, so.
And how about in your game? Because, I mean, obviously you can shoot the ball too. You certainly had to at North Dickinson, especially your senior year, right?
Yes.
But what about your game? How would you describe your game?
Getting the ball on the inside is mostly my game, I guess, or just trying to get to the hole.
How about defensively? Because, I mean, you don't want to be one of those girls that's out there reaching and slapping your hands around because you're going to get a call for a foul. You're going to be on the bench.
Yeah, definitely just stay trusted to your person and get in the gap is the biggest key to not getting a foul. So.
Okay, get in the gap. I know you're not talking about that store that sells clothes in the mall.
No.
So what does that mean? Describe that for our listeners. What does that mean on the floor?
Just being able to stay chested to your person, and when another person's driving to the hole, which is the gap, you need to fill in with your hips so then you can help the other person if they're not there fast enough.
Now, do you do that in man-to-man defense or in a zone?
We usually play man-to-man, so man-to-man.
Yeah, I bet you don't. Yeah, you would be surprised if he says all of a sudden we're doing a 2-3 zone.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Well, now you guys do some trapping, though, and pressing. And that requires a lot of energy, especially that game downstate against St. Clair when you guys were trailing going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me about the press and the trap and what you guys try to accomplish with that.
Just being able to push the person into the next person and get a jump, or to push into the sideline and get a trap and just make a mess up.
And you did for a whole quarter down there. It'd be fun we got beat by 64 points the night before, so to come back and get that win was fun, right?
Yeah, it was definitely a good time.
Yeah, that fourth quarter was. Okay, let me ask you now, how do you keep yourself motivated? Last night, I was falling asleep there. It was no atmosphere. There were 10 people in the building, and people think I'm exaggerating.
No, there was definitely only like 10 people, and our boys were the only fans. So being able to stay motivated was hard, but we definitely did it on our bench and being able to cheer on our players.
So you just have to do your own energy then to feed off your own teammates and stuff?
Yeah, just every play that you do good, you cheer for your team, and you stay motivated.
All right. How about keeping yourself from getting too upset, like, you know, when there's a bad foul call or something like that? It's hard to bite your tongue and not say something.
Absolutely. You just got to go to the next play and do as best as you can the next play.
All right. What made you decide to come to Bay College?
The girls and a lot cheaper college. So.
Yeah, there you go. See, President Coleman is listening back home. I'm sure she's pretty happy to hear that.
Yeah.
But it's turning into a really good option for you girls and the guys too from the small UP schools, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And it gives you a chance to keep playing. You had some other opportunities that you might have looked elsewhere if we didn't have a team here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me ask you, what are you studying here at Bay College?
Dental assistant.
Well, good, because I could definitely use that with right?
Yeah.
Of course, I need more than just an assistant. Oh, we got to give a shout-out to Sage. She was able to get her shoes this morning online.
That's good.
Yeah. She's walking right by us right now.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, so being a dental assistant, is that like a lot of work, like clinical stuff? Or?
Well, Bay doesn't actually have the dental assistant program, so I have to end up transferring to a different school to get into the dental assistant program.
Well, you get the basic stuff out of the way here, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll let you give a shout-out so you can get to work. Who do you think might be listening?
My mom and my stepdad and my boyfriend.
All right. Who's the boyfriend?
Robert Norton.
All right. He heard his name on the radio. I'm sure he's thrilled.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, Red, congratulations on a good season so far, and I see you made it through the interview just fine.
Yep, I think so.
Okay. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Julianne Wickman, everybody. More coming up from here in Milwaukee after these words. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.